Proclamation number 0941 of 1st of June, 1939. Refinement of the fellow human being. Rejection. Hour of recognition. This is the right faith when the human being sees my working in all events and does everything with complete trust what his heart advises him to do. I am constantly close to you and guide and direct you, and therefore your actions cannot go against my will where your constant striving is for the spreading of my word. The only path to realization only leads through the commandments of love. Whoever takes care of a soul with a loving heart already thereby brings the divine influx close to it. He will have an extraordinary ability to influence people mentally. He will, as it were, find contact with the still unawakened spirit through love and stimulate it to become active. Everything in a human being longs to be released from the bondage. It is only in a completely inactive state and has therefore become powerless, therefore it is also in urgent need of stimulation. The human being believes that he can reject everything spiritual, always in the erroneous opinion that he thereby escapes responsibility, but he does not recognize his own situation, and therefore does not make an effort to save. Although he remains in constant defense, he inwardly pursues these thoughts and his unused earthly change will become frighteningly clear to him. The spirit in him relentlessly demands justice and can no longer be held captive. He heeds the voice from beyond and has to accept it against his will. And so all spiritual striving is accompanied by success. Even if it is often not very visible, for the human being will only very rarely openly admit how deeply the Lord's words touch him. He does not want to admit it to himself and yet is under the spell of the word which comes from above. The burdens of earth fade into the background, and henceforth the bridge to the beyond is no longer impassable, but often taken up by seeking, yet doubting earth's children. And all this can be achieved by the love of a person in the service of the Lord who only strives for and wants to give the ennoblement of his fellow human beings, and since only the joy of giving underlies the action, the seed will not have fallen on stony ground either. Amen.